Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, brought to you by your friends at Imperial County Behavioral Health. We're all about wellness. We're on every week, part of your community and part of our community. Thank you so much again for joining us. It would have been a really smooth intro, but Maria Wyatt, the co-host who does the intros, is not here today. Got tossed to Scott. Scott did it. It's the best you're going to get. Welcome. We're glad you're here. We are joined by a really special guest today, and hope you can stick around for this, because this should be an interesting topic. It's a topic that has been affecting Imperial County for a while, because we were like, you know, we're always last to get stuff here. We're the last to get a mall. We're the last to get, like, a paved highway that we could get on to go to other places in the world. So, you know, Imperial County's kind of always been at the tail end of stuff. With methamphetamine, we were actually kind of pretty cool because, we weren't really in the early 60s stuff, but certainly when it became an issue for America, it was an issue for Imperial County first. We're joined today by Dr. Pablo Stewart. He's a psychiatric consultant. He's the former medical director of the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic. For those of you who do the NoCal thing, you know, Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic was the place that was basically in the center of the target of the bullseye of the world of drugs, as San Francisco certainly was that place. Welcome aboard, Dr. Stewart. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're good. We're good. Welcome aboard. We're going to talk, I guess, about methamphetamine. And like I said, kind of down here, it really has, you know, it's gone through at least a generation and a half of our people now. So it's been down here probably in, you know, common and easily available for, say, 15 or maybe 20, but definitely 15 years. We had, of course, the, you know, living out in the hills, doing our little trailer lab thing going on, you know, kind of like San Bernardino, if you will.
Uh-huh.
But what happened pretty quickly was that you know, people who make money on drugs figured out that they could, you know, manufacture much larger batches of much purer quality methamphetamine for much less money in Mexico. And toss those, you know, football-shaped bags of well-duct-taped methamphetamine over the border at select points like here. And, you know, other people could pick it up and then sell it. So we've had a lot of meth available for a long time as it moved through our area and distributed its way up, you know, up through Southern California in particular. So we've been doing meth for a while. Interesting drug. From your experiences at Haight-Ashbury and as somebody who's worked with people with substances, where does methamphetamine fall in the line in terms of you know, compared to other drugs and, you know, in terms of damage or fun or users or anything?
Well, you know, in talking about methamphetamine, we should think about it in terms of what category of drug it falls under. And so methamphetamine is considered a psychostimulant. Basically, you know, it's just an upper. And so other drugs in that category would be cocaine, would be ecstasy. Those are the big ones, but there's a lot of them. You know, a mild stimulant is caffeine that most of us, imbibe in. Nicotine is also a stimulant, but it's obviously much less potent than cocaine and methamphetamine. When it comes to meth, it is just it's hard to describe it because it's such a powerful stimulant, and the from a psychiatric standpoint or psychopharmacologic standpoint, it is interesting in that it doesn't directly stimulate your brain. It uses your own brain chemicals to stimulate your brain, which end up causing a whole series of problems that we wouldn't have if it were a direct stimulant. So in that sense, it's a very wicked drug because it gets in your brain and it uses your own brain chemicals to get you all messed up.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.